You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 24 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewitt, and you know that I'm already laughing because I am trying to pick the right word to describe Jeff Gargis. So before I talk to you, Jeff, I want to choose the first word that I Googled when you throw in descriptive words. The first one that came up was insightful, Jeff Gargis. How are you, Jeff?
That's a new one, insightful. Insightful. Well, I'm feeling very insightful tonight, apparently. I'm absolutely awesome. Just a good Monday to kick off the week. Feeling good. We got snow on the ground, but still got a run in. Feeling good. Got a lot of stuff done today, and now we get to record podcasts. So, like, I love Mondays for that reason. And super excited about our guest tonight. So we're chatting with Dr. Renee Hawkins. So we're talking 22 years of experience in education. I'm going to try and rattle off everything she's done in education. I'm going to miss some, and then she'll be able to talk about it too. But she's taught first grade, second grade, fifth grade. She's been an instructional coach at the building level and the district level. She's done instructional facilitation. She's then been an administrator. This is her fifth year as administrator, third year as a principal in elementary school. And then in all of her spare time, she's also the co-host of the Share Mo EDU podcast. And that's with her good friend, Dr. Eric Carlin. And they do some awesome stuff with their podcast. They're basically trying to share voices in education to help others work and do what they do better. So obviously you and I love that. Like, we love that that's what they're doing. So super excited. They actually just celebrated, correct me if I'm wrong, Renee, but just celebrated your one-year anniversary of the podcast, correct?
That's correct.
Over 50 episodes now?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's exciting. I mean, we're pumped up. I'm pumped up. We're on number 44 right now, so 50. We're chugging away just behind you there. So congratulations on all of that. Super excited to have you on. Really appreciate you taking some time. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's super excited to have you on. Does it feel weird to be on the other end? I don't know if you do a lot of this side of the podcast. I mean, to have it's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, you're shifting on the other side.
It is a little weird. I've been on the other side a few times, but I'm learning a lot from you guys.
Oh,
are very organized.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad that you feel that way.
We try and be organized.
It's really just all Ray. I'm just all over the place. Ray keeps us all in line and situated.
You know, I really love that reputation, Jeff. You're right. I do everything. Well, Renee, I want to make sure that I know Jeff has said a lot about all the things you do, but I really want to dive deep and get into all of the amazing accomplishments you've been able to get in when you've been involved in education and all your plans, all your things you're working on. So when somebody comes up to you and just asks what you do, what's your typical response? How do you list all of the incredible things within one conversation?
I think my simple answer is just, I'm a principal. And, you know, I take great pride in that. I'm so excited to share the story of transition from my school, Maple Elementary School in Smithville, Missouri. And I'm sure we'll get to that later. But besides being a principal, I'm also a mom. I have three. One is an adult and two are mini adults. So Serena is a sophomore at Northwest Missouri State University and pursuing music education. And then I have a high school junior, Harley, and a high school freshman named Elaine. My husband is a psychotherapist. He keeps us all sane. So
that's awesome.
Yes. And then also I have the podcast, which is super fun. You know, it's been a great way to connect. Adam, welcome. You may know him. He pushed us in the direction to start a podcast. And, you know, I say we didn't know we needed this in our lives. It's been an awesome experience.
That's awesome. So that was Adam. So it was Adam Welcome's fault.
It really was. One little word for last year was more, and he told me to do more. So okay. He pushed his more on me.
I love it. He has a way of doing that.
He does, in
the best way possible. Like
in the best way possible.
Yeah, we love Adam. Adam's a good dude that pushes a lot of people to do a little bit more in a lot of different
ways.
Right. I'm really excited. So I want to push you to share a story with us. And, you know, if you've listened to any episode We talk about failure a lot. We love it. I'm a huge fan of discussing it because I've had some epic fails in my life. And I feel like I've learned from all of them, and I love that. And I attribute that, like I give that credit for where I am today and stuff. So I'd like you to share a time in your life and these 22 years of experience and all these different roles and everything that you've done, a time that you felt like you failed, and kind of take us there with you. What happened? Why was it a failure to you? How did you feel? And then more importantly, how did you overcome that? And what did you take away from that experience?
Right. Well, fortunately, I can say that I've never had an epic fail that, you know, ruined a career or was a major setback. They've always been wonderful learning opportunities. But I can think of times when I heard a no and I wanted to hear a yes. And, you know, sometimes that's hard to recover from. And personally, I don't take no well. So I think hearing no's taught me to dig deep, you know, whether it be interviewing for an assistant principal position and trying to get my foot in the door for administration. You just have to come back with more determination. And no doesn't always mean no forever. Sometimes it just means not yet. So, it, you know, when I reflect on those no's, it wasn't my time or it wasn't the right fit, because I really found the perfect fit right here in Smithville. And being able to start administration here has been phenomenal. So I think, you know, no can mean not yet. Other times, I think about when I was told no, like, you know, trying to get iPads for my kindergarten classes, and I just had to dig deep and find a way. And so we fundraised and found a way to supply iPads for our kindergarten classes. So when I say that I don't like to hear the word no, it's kind of a joke that I have a girl boss mentality. In the most positive of ways, though, it just means that I'm going to get what I want. So a personal story, a fellow principal bought me a sign for my office that says girl boss. And we had a new family this past summer that was enrolling in the school. And our school was a mess because we went through this major transition. So really the only place to put them was in my office that I had just hung pictures in. And I could hear the mom and her sister in there kind of whispering. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, I just hung that girl boss sign. I wonder what they're thinking. And so I came in and they said, this is the most welcoming principal's office we've ever been in. We just want to stay here. And I said, oh good, my girl boss sign doesn't intimidate you. And they said, no, it empowers us. Nice. So yes.
I love that. I love the girl boss with the meaning to you that. That no is not going to stop you from getting what you're trying to get and accomplish it. Because that's massive. And if that's a lesson we can teach to our kids, that no doesn't always mean no. I love that no doesn't always mean no forever. It could mean just no, not right now, or no, I'm not the right person, go find someone else, or no, it's not right. The right situation. And if you want something bad enough and you believe that it's for the best and it's good, like, you can find a way, you can work away, or you can be a girl boss and go after and get it, right? I love it. That's awesome. I love it. So let's flip it the other way now. Let's talk about a time that you felt successful. And this could be something big, something small, doesn't matter. But tell us what happened. Why was it a success for you? And then, you know, what did you take away from that?
Sure. So I've mentioned that my school recently went through a huge transition. And I feel so fortunate that I had the opportunity to lead and learn through that time of change. So it starts way back in 2016, our school district successfully passed a bond and levy, which allowed for a $5.3 million renovation at my building that's 63 years old, and also the building of a third elementary in Smithville. And so at the time when we passed that, I wasn't Maple Elementary, I was Smithville Primary Elementary, and I housed about 530 students, all in grades K through 2. So no matter where you lived in Smithville, you were bused to the primary elementary. So some of our kids were on the bus for over an hour because, you know, we're pretty rural. So they would be bused to the school. The other elementary was the 3-5 building. So in building the third, we all became preschool through sixth grade schools, which alleviated some of the overpopulation at the middle school. But, you know, there were lots of changes and lots of feelings that went along with that. So, you know, we knew we were keeping sixth graders at the elementary level. So sixth graders who expected to go on to middle school and have more freedom were coming back at this school, particularly, were coming back to a school where they attended for kindergarten, first and second grade. So we just had to be open to those feelings they were bringing and know that we had to empower our students and listen to their voices and really make this a place that didn't feel like the primary elementary anymore. Also part of that process was the name change. So we changed from Smithville Primary Elementary to Maple Elementary, and there was a whole process of, you know, patrons suggesting different names, but I feel like I got to influence this. We are on Maple Avenue, and the meaning of the maple leaf, the Native American meaning, encompasses everything we want to be. So it stands for generosity, balance, and promise, and that's really what we want to offer our students here. We also went through new district boundaries. So this school year we opened not only with new students, you know, making it a neighborhood school, but new staff. We lost 2/3 of our staff because K-2 was split between the three buildings and we pulled in the other grades, and then the new grade levels. So really it was a huge change. And being in a building that's all K-2, we were known as the happy building, because how could you not be happy in a building full of 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds? So that was one thing we really did not want to lose. And we have successfully kept a strong, you know, built a new strong team and kept our happy mentality. We just have a really strong culture here.
Gosh, I think that's so important. That culture piece is enormous. And it's amazing when you start connecting with teachers, and, you know, depending on where they're located, there's so many teachers out there that will say, you know, what do you love about your school? And they're like, oh, it just feels good, you know?
Right.
And so that's so fun. So when you're flipping and looking at all these pieces outside of the huge transitions that you could see as just so many hurdles standing in front of you, what is getting you excited about education right now?
I would say the opportunity for student leadership and student voice. So having a K-2 school, we did provide leadership opportunities, but it was mainly to our second graders. Now having a school with preschool through sixth grade students, we want to offer leadership opportunities to all of our students. So we have 100% leadership opportunities for all students. We do leadership hour once a month, and so all of our staff helps facilitate. And students were able to sign up for the group they were most interested in. So some of our groups include the philanthropy leadership group that has led things like the food drive, the toy drive. They're currently leading a personal hygiene drive that will benefit the community. We have a kindness group called the Spark Leadership Group that issues monthly challenges for students. We have some reading promoters that are getting ready to install a free little library at our school. But that is one thing that really excites me. Having students see the benefit of making a difference in our school, in their family, and in the community.
Well, and I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, geez, Jeff, I think she just said my mantra.
I was thinking the same thing.
Student voice is important, obviously, I hold that near and dear, but any way you can create those leadership components and having students actually give back to not be the future leaders of tomorrow, but actually be the leaders in the community is so important.
Right.
Hey, what's up? It's Jeff. Don't worry, we're going to get right back to the episode, but I really want to check out and make sure that you are connected with us on social media. Ray and I and the entire Teach Better team want to connect with you. We want to hear your stories. We want to be a part of your journey. We want to be there to support you in any way we can, and we want to learn and grow with you. So please connect with us. Everything we have is at Teach Better Team. And then, of course, make sure you connect with me at Jeff Gargas and Ray at Ray Hewitt. Let's get back to the episode.
Well, and I know that, Jeff, I know we talk about that all the time with the other trainings that we're able to do with helping teachers build that in their own classrooms. When you're able to amplify that to be a positive mission throughout an entire building, I can only imagine the impact that those students are going to have not only in their community right now, but then in becoming the future leaders of then whatever community they go join as adults.
Right. Well, and I think it just shows them that no matter what age, I bring value to this world. I have something to contribute. And, you know, as a group, we can collectively do that.
So I have to ask you, with all the things that you're working on, right, obviously in your professional life, but also just all the things you're involved in with your students and the impact that they're making, looking at that forward mission of that, you're really not only building leaders now, but like we said earlier, you're building leaders. They're really going to see that they have an important impact. And that's kind of how I view our new teachers in some sense. I think that teachers that are new to the field or teachers that are new to a new building, they're a little nervous. They're not sure what their impact's going to be yet, right? But they have strong missions to try and make an impact not only on their students, but really be a part of their professional learning community. So I always like to ask, especially principals, let's be honest here, people. I love asking principals this question, and it's what piece of advice you would give new teachers. And not don't just think of the first ones fresh out of college, but the ones that are new to a building, maybe joining for a first time, similar to your staff, who, you know, you kind of all came together and became a family all at once, I'm sure, at the beginning of that really challenging year. So what advice do our educators need to ensure that they're not only successful in their career in their classrooms, but also building, you know, strong leadership in their buildings?
Right. I think it's really important for those new teachers to hold true to who they are. So I'm going to use a poem from Rupi Kaur's book called The Sun and Her Flowers. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she is awesome. So the line from her poem and my piece of advice is, your accomplishments are not my failure. We're not here to compete with each other. We're here to connect, grow, and support each other through the tough but rewarding passion that we've committed ourselves to. So it's really important that you do you. You know, everyone's going to create their own path to success, and it's important that we connect along the way. We share ideas, we learn from others, and we make that path less lonely. We are definitely better together.
I love that. I've always tried to always have that sort of lens on when I was in different businesses and hearing stuff too, that it's not competition. It's what can we do together? How can we work together? How can we build each other up to do more good in the world? So I love that. That's a great touch there. I want to talk really quick. Can we talk about your podcast for a minute? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we promote it?
Sure.
So I guess let's look at a few things out. So what platforms are you on? Are you on all the typical platforms? Are you on over on Apple and stuff too? Or
yes, we're on iTunes and Podomatic. And then okay. You know, people have said, oh yeah, I found you on, and they'll say a platform. So somehow it gets out there, right?
Gotcha. Okay, good. And so it started with Adam Welcome, but can you kind of take us through, like, how did you get connected with Eric? Like, how was that? Why was that the decision to go with a two-person show versus solo? And kind of how did that all come together for you?
Right. So Eric is my assistant principal here at Maple Elementary School. Okay. And we were actually in our doctorate together. So that is where we first met. When he found out that the principal position opened here and I was the assistant, he said, you better get it because I'm coming for the assistant principal job. And, you know, in front of a panel of teachers, he proved his way. Adam reached out to me over Christmas break. I was on Twitter a lot and I was blogging, and he said in a message through Twitter, you need to do more. And I was like, no, I'm really good. Like, I'm getting ready to renovate my school and go through all these changes. I'm really good. And he was like, no, you need to blog more. You need to start a podcast. And I think that just got me interested. And so I started studying the craft of podcasting, listening to other podcasts. Adam was kind enough to do a conference call with us and kind of talk us through it. And I didn't really want to do it alone. So I told Eric, you're doing this with me, you know, girl boss, I brought it out.
That's right.
And he was happy to do it. So we release an episode a month, or I'm sorry, an episode a week. It comes out every Thursday. And again, we've just connected with some awesome people that we probably never would have connected with, mm-hmm. you know, without starting the podcast.
It's more fun with someone else, isn't it, Ray? You would know.
It's something, Jeff. It's something.
Yeah, that's great. I think that gets that cancels out the nice introduction earlier. You ruined it.
I said you were insightful.
I know, but then you just went,
which, you know, I have other words no. here. Would you like me to use the
no,
other words
no.
here that Google suggested?
No, but I used to have, I had a podcast years ago by myself, and I'm kind of missing that right now. Anyway, no. So let me ask you this, Renee, and I'm going to put you on a spot, so I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
But you don't have a choice because we're recording, and here it is. Favorite episode, favorite guest you've had that you guys have been able to connect
Ooh.
With? And talk to. And this isn't to like negate any of the other ones, but like that one that just like maybe surprised you with something or just laid out the golden nuggets of awesomeness and you're just like, oh.
Well, I'm going to have to go with somebody recent. So
okay.
not really an educator, but connected to education. Okay. Lori McIntosh was on, and she is also phenomenal and a favorite. But after she was on, she messaged me and said, you need to get Dr. Jody Carrington on. So she is a therapist in Canada, and she has written a book called Kids These Days that releases this week. She believes you have to have a little bit of higher power, a little bit of God, and a little bit of cussing to get through the day and to, you know, deal with the trauma that kids are dealing with. She's just has a big personality and was a lot of fun.
Gotcha. Love it. Awesome.
So if you don't know Dr. Jody Carrington, you
I wrote her down. Like, we're going to have to give her an invite. We'll have her come on and share with us a little bit about that. So, all right, now let's have some fun. We're going to do the next six questions, and you got 15 seconds or less to try and answer each. You ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, what is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
I would say Canva, Twitter, some more. I know you said one, but I can't stop.
Totally not one, but that's okay. Number two is what's a book that you're reading right now?
So currently I'm reading Make Learning Magical by Tisha Richmond. That was a book that we gifted to our entire staff. And so we're leading a Twitter chat weekly to get through each chapter and learn. Okay. And Tisha gets on there with us. And then I'm also reading Better Leaders, Better Schools Roadmap by Danny Sunshine Bauer. Yeah. Awesome. Ooh. Lots of motivation.
All right. And then, let's see, who do we need to follow on Twitter today?
Well, I said Lori McIntosh, Dr. Jody Carrington, Adam Welcome, Eric Carlin, some Missouri favorites, Amy Casey, my sister-in-law, Ashley Hawkins, and then Dave Schmidt is a good friend of mine, too.
Awesome. Love it. What's the best YouTube channel or website for educators?
I would say I go to TED Talks for motivation, okay. And then Danny Sunshine Bauer's channel is pretty awesome, too.
Awesome.
Especially if you're an administrator looking for some ideas.
Great. And so give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine that every teacher should get into.
Positive self-talk. Mm. And start daily affirmations if you need them. Mine is, I bring peace to every corner of my life.
Ooh, I like that one. That's a good one. and what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I don't remember who gave me this, where I read it or heard it, but it shaped my one word for 2019, which is appreciative. And the advice is look for moments of awe over moments of oh. Just remember to find happiness and focus on gratitude through moments of inspiration and kindness.
Ooh, love it.
Wow, that was really great. I love that piece of advice. Look for moments of awe over moments of oh. Oh, powerful. Can we make fun of you for a second that I can see the responses that you've typed in this document that we shared, and you have like 12 other books that you're reading in addition to this.
I actually
paused because I thought you were going to go like, can you, let's just go ahead and talk about it. Cause I don't mind giving Jimmy a shout out too.
So that's what I was going to say.
Tell us the other ones that you have on there. We're going to do more books.
Here okay. We go. Well, I have a Wonder Crew that I have connected with on Twitter. So people from all over the US and Canada, I could name them and you would probably know these people, but we are getting ready to start our next book study on Jimmy Casas and Jeff Zuhl's Stop Right Now, 39 Stops to Making Schools Better. Mm. And we've decided to do it through Flipgrid this time. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Yes. And then I committed to reading to every classroom this month in my school. And I'm going to read Peter Reynolds' I Am Human, A Book of Empathy. And in finding that book, he has a new book coming out this month called Say Something, which will get me back into classrooms for more read-alouds.
Nice. I love it.
So awesome. Well, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to connect with you, because I know that I've learned a lot through this conversation. I feel like thank goodness I have access to all the things that you have shared, because I have so many books and different poems and everything that I want to go look up and build into my own daily routine. So if you wouldn't mind sharing how everyone can connect with you, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, or something else, I know just we want to make sure our listeners are able to not just have this be this one moment that they learn from you, but continue that learning.
Sure. So my Twitter is at Renee Thunderhawk, and Renee is spelled R-E-N-A. My parents did that to me. I'm on Instagram also at Renee Hawkins, and our school is at Maple Warriors. And then we have our podcast on there too at ShareMo.edu. I do have a blog. I'm a slow blogger, slow paced. When I feel it, I can blog it. So that's sharemoedu.weebly.com. Our school's on Facebook at Maple Warriors. You can find me on Facebook as well, just my name. That's more family, but sometimes education. And then we have a YouTube channel too for Maple Elementary. And I'm on Boxer at R. Hawkins K-12.
Awesome. And you know, you can find all of that information, everything we talked about with Renee on this episode over at teachbetter.com, including links to all the books that she mentioned. And of course, all those ways to get connected with her, which, by the way, I love the fact that it's Renee Thunderhawk. I don't know where that came from, but I don't need to know. That's girl boss. I love it.
There's a story.
Fantastic. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and review, we'd really appreciate that, because there are a lot of you listening to this podcast and not everybody's subscribed. Not everybody's giving a rating and a review. And I'm telling you right now, Ray is watching you and she's coming for you. So please do that for us. And then if you could really do me a big favor, is think of a friend or a colleague that needs to hear awesome stories like Renee's and share this podcast with them, because we want to keep sharing these awesome stories out from all these amazing educators. So Renee, thank you so much for taking some time, hanging out with us, having some fun, sharing your stories and all your insight and from all your experience and just, yeah, hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff and Ray. It's been fun.
Fantastic. Everybody go listen to the podcast as well. Share Mo EDU. Make sure you subscribe to their podcast and like it or rate it and review it as well. And until next time, let's get out there. Let's teach better.